Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Okay. Now, who's hot, who's not? Shorty, too wop, just cool your blood clot. You come to the spot, see if you don't get got. See if you don't get rocked when the semi go cock. I'm like, hey, what the fuck a bitch think? Nick, you know ain't nothing changed but my wings. Pink on pink, everything in sync. I write pretty lyrics, every pen pink ink. I'm representing all my girls, niggas double up. I don't play around, I might have to shut it down. Run up in the town, I might have to get the crown. I'm that young queen bitch with the platinum sound. None of y'all girls steal my shine. Fendi, pull me to the game, now I'm in my prime. Stay humble, stay low, stay on the grind. I don't need a light, but I stay in the line.
Come on, I'm not telling that I'm coming. Rap bitches in the game, always huffing and puffing. Damn, all these bitches always fighting for nothing. Fuck around, I'm a heavy bitch, I'm gonna pick up. Look, I'm not telling that I'm coming. Rap bitches in the game, always huffing and puffing. Damn, all these bitches always fighting for nothing. Fuck around, I'm a heavy bitch, I'm gonna pick up. Look,
guess what? Nicki spit crack like yayo. Yep, matter of fact, when I rap, it's a KO. Come through the hood while the boys say ayo. Lettuce and tomato, don't forget the mayo. Boys in the street, then Nicki don't play though. Bitches pop shit, but they store like Play-Doh. Got a lot of banks, so she wanna be me. I got a full tank, little mama on E. I fly first class overseas in this BB. Snapple in my hand and a strawberry kiwi. I ain't even naked and these girls wanna be me. You misses me too, like you always say Mimi. I'm who they believe in, mommy don't even. Soon as I put the keys in, I switch like seasons. Get a couple beats for my nigga Dope Beezy. Why would I go hard when this shit is so easy?
When I tell them that I'm coming. Rap bitches in the game, always huffing and puffing. Damn, why these bitches always fronting for nothing? Fuck around, I'ma have these bitches running for something. Look, when I tell them that I'm coming. Rap bitches in the game, always huffing and puffing. Damn, why these bitches always fronting for nothing? Fuck around, I'ma have these bitches running for something. Look.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply Talk with Turk, bitch. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being to give people quality.
All new, all new, all talk new. Talk. Power 109 Radio.
Be your beat, baby. Because that's what you gon' call it.
Talk with her.
That ass clap, she don't need no applause. High fashion.
Tune in 24/7. Power 109 Radio.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk Bish underscore gonna talk about here you go crunching ice in our ear. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Turk bitch on this book.
I said we
What's going on, everybody? I'm already back with a new episode of Talk with Turk. Thank you guys for the continued support. As usual, I'ma thank you every episode. Y'all already know I got love for y'all. Now, I wanna go ahead and give the good news about Talk with Turk. Y'all already know there's always another leveling up type of situation for the podcast. So, I didn't know where Tunisia was, but it's another country that I'm charting in. Another country that I am charting in, and it's all because of you guys. And I'm gonna just read a little bit about it. So Talk with Turk is charted in another country in North Africa called Tunisia at number 5 in entertainment news and number 41 in overall news. Thank you to everyone for the continued support, and I owe it all thanks to God. Thankful for the Power 109 Radio family as well.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Now that makes 13 countries that I've charted in and 56 countries I've been streamed in overall. And we're just going to keep leveling up. We're not gonna focus on what the haters gotta say about what we do over here, because we know we're legit. We know that we are the number one podcast in North Carolina, in the Triad area, Greensboro, North Carolina. Y'all already know what it is. I rep it real hard, 336. I also rep the 252. So shout out to all my family and friends back home, high school classmates, all my high school friends, all of you guys. Thank you for supporting me. My family, my friends, I love all of you. And I can't do this without you and your motivation. So shout out to all of you guys. Now, let's go ahead and break down some chart history for the podcast as well. For the chart positions on Apple Podcasts, we're number one. Oh Lord, I can't even talk. We're number 113 in Turkey in entertainment news on Apple. Number 63 in Tunisia in news on Apple. We're number 7 in Tunisia in entertainment news. Now the episode Talk with Turk is coming back to YouTube. It's number 14 on Apple Podcasts entertainment news in Tunisia, and number 69 in news episodes on Apple Podcasts in Tunisia. Now, episode season 3, episode 362B, music selections without the music. Now that's the version without Spotify. So we're number 15, Apple Podcasts Tunisia entertainment news episodes, and number 70, Apple Podcasts Tunisia news episodes. So thank you guys. Thank you for making that happen. Now, I'm also going to be in the virtual audience of the Kelly Clarkson Show on May 4th, and Halle Bailey, Melissa McCarthy, and Jonah King will be attending. They will be appearing. So that is May 4th, and I'll be on at 2 o'clock p.m. on the evening show. So set your DVRs. Hopefully you will see me on your TV screen. This is my second opportunity to be on TV in some sort of capacity, because I was also on TMZ and I spoke about Nicki Minaj one time. So y'all already know I'm gonna rep the queen to the fullest. And speaking of the queen, y'all hear Princess Diana in the back. So Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice charted at number 4 on Billboard Hot 100. So shout out to the queens. That extends Nicki Minaj's her reign. Like, it's nothing y'all can say about the queen anymore. Like, it's nothing y'all can say. She shouted out all the DJs and the PDs for the sleaze love for Red Ruby. Red Ruby is now number 6 on Rhythmic Radio. So we're finally getting some traction with Red Ruby the sleaze, and we're still waiting on those visuals, Nicki. Where they at, girl? Where are they at? But Nicki has now 13, I think it's 14, digital songs on Billboard number ones. So she has 14 number ones. So that's just a testament to who Nicki Minaj is. She's the queen. She's the overall mother. She's gonna make you gag every time. She's gonna clock that T. and y'all already know. Now speaking of clocking that tea, now Latasha Scott, she only sold 678 albums, you guys, of her album. That is very sad. Now, sadly, I do believe that she's going to have to recoup all of that back to her record label. So if you do the math, her album was sold for $9.99. That comes out to be $6,773.22. Now that's how much she made from the album sales. All of that is going right back to the record label for distribution, believe me. So I don't think that people was really here to see Latasha, you know, do gospel after all the controversy that she just had. So the album failed to chart. So sadly, Latasha, you know, you just gotta go back to the drawing board. Now, as a listener and as someone who loves music, I do suggest you guys go listen to the album because I actually like it. The production is amazing. She's an amazing singer, as we all know. So, you know, she was going to deliver the vocals regardless of what type of album it was. The album is gospel, but it can give you R&B feels, if you know what I'm saying. I feel like she tried to give what a Kirk Franklin would do, or Erica Campbell, you know, how she did when she came out. She tried to switch up the sound of gospel. She's trying to be innovative like that and make her music sound universal, and it's gospel, but it's kind of like inspirational songs and motivational songs. So, you know, I just think that Latasha, she has what it takes, but maybe do an R&B album, because maybe gospel album wasn't the wave. And it just seems like her record label tried to get ahead of all of the controversy because they knew that her album was coming and they knew that it would damage her reputation in some sort of way. So I do believe that she wasn't prepared for the destruction or her own demise. And I just wish the best for her and her sister. So speaking of her sister, Tamika Scott, she just had a song released with Method Man. And I'm going to tell you what that song title is right now. Her new song, Tonight, featuring Method Man, is out. And I think they're recording a video. She was recently on Cocktails with Queens speaking about her song and her sister. And she got kind of emotional talking about her sister again on Cocktails with Queens, you know, that show with the feminist group, Claudia and Lisa Ray. Oh. Even your man know Nikki's doing better. Lisa Ray, Vivica Fox. But yeah, Tamika was on there and she was just talking about her life, her music career, her journey, her being the strong woman that she is now, finding herself. And she got emotional talking about her sister. You know, she really wants her sister back. And I do wish the best for them as siblings, because it's nothing like having your little sister there. So I love you, Kamisha. Shout out to my little sister. She's my world. She's my light. You know, she's the only part that I have left of my birth mother. So she means the world to me. And we might not speak every day, we don't talk every day, but the love is there, and that's my sister. I'll die for her at the end of the day, you know. But I'm out here making moves. I'm trying to make things shake, make things happen, get this shit off the ground, and just have a million listeners one day, you know, so that I can make moves, make big major moves, big business deals, and make money so I can provide for my friends, my family, and all my loved ones, you know. I want to be that type of person, and the people out there who can't take care of themselves, the less fortunate. I have big plans that I want to do, and I want to be able to do these things, you know, on a different level, if you know what I'm saying. I want people to know that it means much more than what I'm trying to achieve for myself, my own aspirations, my own goals, because, you know, those things really do matter the most. So, I want to also talk about Swiss Beatz. Now, today in news, he responds to the speculation of a possible Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim versus. Now, the Shade Room posted this, but I also watched the clip on YouTube, so you can check it out. He was on The Breakfast Club talking to DJ Envy and Charlamagne, and he basically said, without saying, that, you know, when he's quiet, just know that things are brewing. And that's just basically him in a nutshell. The conversation has been had, apparently, about Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim doing a versus together against each other. And, you know, if you know your history about the two, they have had a combative, you know, career against each other. I don't know how else to explain it. A combative relationship, put it that way. And now I feel like they finally got into a place mutually where we're not gonna take shots at each other no more. I still respect you, I still love you, because Nicki gave her props on the Joe Budden interview. She said her name, she gave her props once again, but of course that got overshadowed and people are still to this day saying that Nicki doesn't give her props. So shout out to that happening in the near future. I really want it to happen, because there was a point in time where I liked Lil' Kim too, and I still have her vinyl, you know, of her album. I have the Notorious vinyl, so I'm really excited to see that this could happen. You know what I'm saying? The fact that the conversation is even still going in 2023, and we already know we're gonna win, but at the end of the day, it's for the two top female rappers.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Rappers kind of all time to come together. We already know who's number one now based off the stats, you know. She don't have to say it no more, but we know who number one. But they were both ahead of their time. They both were in their prime doing their thing, and they were on top, and they still can be on top together. In what world, right? But we will hope that this will happen. I definitely want to see that it will happen, because, you know, it's what the culture needs, honestly. And when they see Nicki and Kim come together, I feel like there'll probably be no more rap beefs, female rap beefs, for a long time. And I feel like it would change the culture, shift the culture a little bit, and it would turn the attention away from the men again back to the women. And it will go like 2.0. And I feel like we'll have ladies' night coming left and right, all of that type of stuff. We'll have TV shows and enlisting female rappers even more on a bigger scale. We'll have production deals. They'll have so many things, probably female rap tours. Can you imagine that? A whole female rap tour? I can imagine it for sure. Now, let's talk about Ashanti and Nelly. I know that some of the millennials, y'all already know, we all loved the duo together back in the day. We know they were a thing. We once thought that Ja Rule and Ashanti was a thing based off Murder, Inc., but we came to find out it was Nelly and Ashanti. So they're back hanging out and performing together lately, and it's getting kind of heated. Like Beyonce said, it's getting kind of heated, and it's turning up a little bit. And we're just following this as it goes. They've been performing together. They've been singing together a few times in the past few weeks. So we can only imagine how that's going to go. Maybe they'll start dating. Maybe the rumors are true. We don't know. Now, Nick Cannon also gave Nicki Minaj her props and basically said that, you know, she has constructed a lane and that she is one of the greats. She is the GOAT. He basically said that. And that's a man speaking on female. So, you know, female rap, and I really feel like it's important to really listen to when the men speak, because that's what they listen to mostly anyway. So if a man says it, it means more weight, apparently. And I hate that that's the narrative, of course. I hope y'all don't hear my little mutt in the background yelling and barking. Blaze, calm down. Lord, I can't even work. Y'all see, I'm always on the clock, okay? A dog parent, a dog daddy has to do his duties at all times, okay? So, what was I talking about? I don't even know. But let's just move on. So, that's basically what's been in news the most, you guys, today. I also want to shout out to SWV. They reposted me on their story. Shout out to SWV. They're going on tour with Jodeci and Drew Hill this summer. And I got tickets. I'm also going to the Lizzo concert. I'm also going to RuPaul's Work the World concert. So I'm outside this summer, you guys. It's going to be a lituation this summer for me. And I'm going to be out here working. I'm trying to get myself out there. Make sure you go to my Linktree/TurkBish. And go buy some merch. I will be uploading new merch very soon. You know, if you really a supporter and hold me down, go and buy a t-shirt. Shout me out, you know. Rep me when you go out on your day-to-day. On your day-to-day. On your day-to-day. What? On your day-to-day. Rep me on your day-to-day. I said, rip me on your day to day. Let them know that I don't play. Turk bitch going all the way. Going all the way. Yeah. Okay, I try to rap a little bit for y'all and try to keep it entertaining. Y'all know I can rap. And I can't freestyle, but I can rap. And I do pride myself on that. Like, I can write some bars. Like, I'm not a Nicki Minaj fan for no reason. There's just not a reason that I'm not her fan because of that, okay? So, y'all know I can spit the bars. I'm good with the bars. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just rambling right now. I'm just thinking of things off the top of my head that I want to talk to you guys about. That's the news that I have for you. I don't have nothing new for you, really. I'm just excited how things are going. I also want to give a shout out to my graphic designer, and she's kind of like my social media manager as well, Tahiri. Shout out to her. You guys can follow her on Instagram, Heart of Tahiri. That's Heart of T-E-J-I-R-I. She is an amazing artist. She's a freeform artist. That's what her title is on her Instagram. She also has a website you can check out. She's an amazing brand, and she's been helping me grow my brand, and I'm grateful for her. I just hired her, so she's officially on the team. She's officially hired under Turk Bish Media Corporation. Yeah, y'all didn't know that's a thing, did you? So if y'all know any talk with Turks out there, talk by Turks or anybody with a Turk talk or whatever, send them my way, because they gotta take it down. They're gonna get sued. I am going to be an official corporation. So you can't come for the brand. And that's just what it is. And I'm grateful for you guys making me the brand that I am today. Continue to listen, continue to support, continue to stream, because we out here. And we are here to win. We are black creators. We are podcasters. Black podcasters matter. So just continue to stream, support, save the episodes as they come. You can also find all of the platforms on my link tree. Go to my Instagram. I should have my link tree. Go to my Twitter. It should be there. You can find it somewhere on my Facebook. There's no excuse. It's going to be in the description of this episode. There's really no excuse to find it. And make sure you support everything that I have under there. Also, leave me a good rating and a good review. Leave me 5 stars. I have 20 amazing reviews, and I still have a full 5-star on the podcast. So that's amazing. So continue to do that for me, you guys. And don't forget, just remember, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me.
Never the right time to go. Never the right time to go. Gone. make it right for you, love. Gotta make it right for you. Everybody wanna feel like everything's gonna be right. New me over the old me. Let it out, let it all out. God, please make it alright. Nothing else ever feels right. Nothing else ever feels right. Nothing else ever feels right.
Toasted. to the sky. I'ma be finesse until I die. We gon' fuck around for the night. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Serving it by the telly, the venues in Manchester, just swerving with Balotelli. The fuck are you trying to tell me? Bothers me when you gotta play therapist. That shit's embarrassing. They even bring up these niggas, make the comparison. They just gotta forgive me. This watch is a 150. Still ain't got the time for a bitch that be acting iffy. Running through the city with niggas, I give a kidney. Selling under 150. You niggas gotta be kidding. Is this even still a discussion? Don't you ever wake up disgusted? Every million I gain an enemy or a cousin, and people's feelings have changed ever since I became something. Girls are becoming ladies, and my friends are having babies, and babies are dropping dead in my city. This shit is crazy. And I don't know if speaking on it helps. This is shit that's on my mind. I just keep it to myself, you know?
Can't you talk to me? Let's talk about it. Talk about it. Tell me what you need. Just tell me, baby.
What's
tell
up?
Me, baby.
Yeah.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Warm season.